following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 127 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Black Lace, and with me is Autumn's Bane.
So you say you want an evolution. You know, we all want to change the board.
Oh no. What? Doom! It's gotta be Doom. Doom? No, it's not Doom. I don't know. Doom changes the board.
No. So the key word here is evolution. It's the shaman card, Evolve. From the new expansion, one casting cost, blue gem. And we'll talk about it when we talk about shaman cards.
Which we are going to talk about very shortly. First, we're going to talk about some news and rank, things that are really rank. I was pretty rank this month. Well, I wasn't really, really rank, but it was a little rank.
You did okay.
Were you a little rank? I got to 14.
That's pretty good.
Yep, I got to 14. Considering I didn't really play a lot this month.
Considering that we don't really try the ladder. To just get there casually is...
I casually got to 14, and I was using Nosferatu's deck for a lot of it. That's the shaman deck I actually went through a few weeks ago.
I, on the other hand, was not really trying, and I ended up in the worst spot I have ever ended up in.
20.
No, I think I made it to 17.
See, you got the card back, so. I mean, right there, you're win-win.
You know what? I may have only made it to 19 this week. Well, I don't remember, but I did... I think I got the 17 chest, but actually ended at 18. I'm not sure. It was
your
pretty
chest
bad.
Is a size 17. Okay, my chest is smaller then.
I'm still getting used to the new meta, and I just can't seem to find. Mostly, I'm playing with a lot of the decks that have been part of the recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I haven't really found a deck I want to build from scratch. Because if you think about it. With the whole C'Thun thing, it's so easy to just get someone else's C'Thun deck. And even if you make your own, it's going to be pretty damn close to everyone else's. Mm-hmm.
And now that they give you the options of using three different pre-made decks for each class, it's almost a why bother. But what cards
but
did you get?
Prepared.
New card back.
People aren't prepared for you to play anything
you
else.
You are not prepared.
Like I played... my dragon deck that I haven't really played in a while, and it did okay for a couple of games. Mm-hmm. Then a C'Thun deck came along and kicked my butt.
I started this next round of ranking at 20 already. I didn't even have to do anything. It was a boom right at 20. It was really nice.
Well, I'm at 20, but I haven't budged from it.
So got a new season card back, which is really, really, really pretty. I'm going to use that soon.
I'm using it. It's got everything I want. Purple.
It's purple. Yes. And sparkly. I got 10 dust. I got a gold mire keeper. And then I got a gold flame lance. So I did pretty good. I was very happy.
Well, I only got 3 reward boxes. That tells me I did pretty lousy. Because usually I get 4.
Uh-huh.
You know, 2 golden cards, a card back, and dust. This time I only got... 1 golden card.
Yeah. I actually made my I made my legendary, like I said I was going to. I made
Fanghorn Stranglethorn.
Staghorn Legs Helm.
Fandral Staghelm.
Yes, I made him this week. So I will be playing. At least one person sent me a deck. I was really bad this week. I went to do last week's brawl on Monday, found it wasn't there, and then I completely forgot about the brawls until today, which is Monday again, when I said, what was the brawl this week? And lo and behold, I realized, damn it, I missed this one, and this one actually looked fun. I'm kind of pissed off at myself. This one was this was Cart Crash at the Crossroads. You collided with another hero and your decks are mixed up. Pick another hero at the start of the game and your deck will be a random combination of the two classes. I would have loved to try that. Did you?
I did.
Where was I? Where was I head? What was going on? How did
you
I miss this?
You were playing Animal Crossing all week long.
Tell everybody.
Why? I have no problem throwing you under the bus. If I could pull myself away from Overwatch enough
Crossroads,
to play a few...
Crossroads, Animal Crossing, you know, I got mixed up.
Yeah, uh-huh. I get it.
Jeez.
So what happened was I chose Hunter. And then when I went to... I think it was at the time you went to draw a card, you would get three cards showing up, like a Discover type of thing. And, you'd then pick one of those classes. And then all of the cards you drew...
See.
Yeah, so I chose Hunter and Mage. And so every card I got was either Hunter, Neutral, or Mage. And, I don't know, I seem to have gotten more Neutral cards than class cards. But they were all pre-made decks. So there was no messing around. So any combination that you picked, Blizzard already had it all figured out. So I... Somehow I don't think it was just a bunch of random cards. I think they were probably pre-made, but they could have been random. They could have been a Discover type situation. You know, where each time you drew it would give you a random card, but who knows? Who knows how they designed it? It was a little interesting, but it wasn't fun enough for me to play after I won my first game and got my pack of 40 dust. And speaking of which, this is the only way I'm gonna get dust for the foreseeable future, because my gold is going straight to saving
the
for the next
expansion. Oh no.
Because all I'm getting is dust. After the last legendary I got, which was the priest legendary, which I may never play, I just decided I have enough of this set. I don't need to get any more. So I'll just start saving for the next one. I could always go back and buy more. It's not like it's gone forever.
I might do one more card. I talked about it last week. And I think just to make myself feel better, I'm going to get enough dust to craft scenarios.
Well, you've been saying you wanted to do that. Here's the thing.
So
now that there's a standard and there's a wild... I know that eventually all of these cards that I'm trying to get are going to be pretty much obsolete. They're only going to be good for, like, what is it, two expansions? And then...
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's going to happen... No, I'm sorry. It won't be good for just two expansions, because the previous two will go out first. But it'll be good for a little while, maybe a year or two, and then no more. So I'm not going to kill myself trying to complete the whole set. I'm just going to move on to the next one.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of with you on that. And plus, I mean, we're still going to get dust from the brawls. Not a lot, but, you know, between the brawls and the end of the month.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. The brawls are where I'm going to get my dust from. I'm not going to spend gold to get packs that become pure dust. It's like buying dust at this point. When 1 in 4 packs gives me a card I don't have already, or gives me a card that's the second card of a card I have already, it's just not worth it to me. And also, this expansion, I feel like I have enough of the cards to do what I need to do.
Right.
Like, I'm not missing anything crucial, really. And if I really wanted it, I could always make that from dust. So I'm just going to save for the next one. And if the next one is real garbage, not that we've seen one that's garbage yet, I could always go back and buy more of these.
Yeah, I mean, there are hard cards out there I wouldn't mind crafting, aside from Cinerian. The Hunter card, Call of the Wild, I think it's a really broken card. So, of course, I want to use it.
So. Yeah, so, you know, you're going to spend your dust to craft it so that in 5 months they nerf it. Because they eventually nerf all 100
cards.
They
will nerf that card. No, that card is definitely nerf-worthy.
Well, they've built in a nerf in the standard format. They've built in the nerf knowing every card that they put out now is going to have a limited life before it's just gone. Unless you play wild. And I don't know. Do you know of anybody actually playing wild much? I think most people are playing standard.
I actually played wild last week. Remember we were talking about it? I was playing with a wild deck.
That's because somebody just sent it to you to try.
No, but I wanted to see. No, it wasn't even that deck. I just wanted to use Dr. Boom again. I mean, there are cards there that I really enjoy playing, and I'm not going to play them with the standard. And then, you know what? It'd be a surprise to see these cards show up again. So once in a while, yeah, I play on the wild side.
Yeah, and you know, you need dust even more than I do.
Why?
Because
I play with other people's decks, yes.
Because people keep sending you decks that have like seven legendaries in them, and you have like two or three of them.
I'm going to see that latest deck that you're talking about. I'm actually really curious to see how many of those legendaries I have. That's kind of funny.
I lost count. I think there were seven legends in that deck.
I'll have to look later, but yeah, that was pretty interesting. So yeah, we're putting the cart before the storm. No, that's not how it goes. The horse. No. Crash. Crossroads. Done. How many times did you play it? Did you like it? Should I do it next time it comes out? Because I totally missed it.
Oh, you should definitely do it to play it at least once, and, you know, maybe even more than once.
But I'm kind of sad. I can't believe I missed it. Wow,
time
went too fast.
I didn't get enough of the secondary classes cards to really... It was like a hunter deck that ended up having like two mage cards in it. It didn't do it for me.
Did you win fast?
Yeah, my opponent may have conceded early.
Okay, so
you were done. The number one reason to play the brawl is to get the pack
of cards.
The number two reason is to see if it's interesting. Right. And so far, what, there have been like 10 or 12 of these things? I haven't counted. And two or three of them have been good enough to play multiple times.
Yep.
For me.
Yep.
And this wasn't one of them. It might have been if it weren't for Overwatch.
That's true. So let's move on to Overwatch. You've been playing a lot and getting new skins and fun stuff, but a lot of people who were playing a lot are no longer playing.
Oh, yeah.
Period. End of story.
When Blizzard warns you...
Talk about the nerf!
When Blizzard warns you not to do something...
Don't do it.
Don't laugh in their face and do it anyway. So, in their first week of play, the game just came out a week ago. In their first week, they banned permanently 1,500 players. More than 1,500 players. They not only banned them, but on the China servers, because a lot of them were from China.
They called them out on it.
They did. They actually put all of their names on their forums and called them out.
They figured out who the players were and they named them.
Yep. And then the people who were coming out with the cheat at their site pretty much admitted that Blizzard had killed their software. You know, their cheat software. It's like, what is the point? First of all, you know that this game is destined to be an esport. Or at least that's Blizzard's hope. They're going to want this to be bigger than Heroes of the Storm, bigger than Hearthstone. They're counting on this because more players, I think more young adult players, I'm mostly guessing, and I don't mean to sound sexist or ageist, but I'm guessing men aged 16 to 30 really, really go for these first-person shooters. And people who normally don't play Blizzard games but like first-person shooters are going to be drawn to this game. And the higher I go in rank, the more I see people getting real hardcore about it. So this has competitive written all over it. So if you're going to have a competitive game that's going to have tournaments, you're going to be super sensitive about cheaters.
I've got to tell you something.
And what's the point of cheating? Go ahead, tell me.
Here, this is, it's not just, hey, we're going to close down your account, meaning one account. I'm going to quote an article. According to PC Gamer, some people are even reporting bans that span multiple copies of the game. Quote, bought the game again, said one alleged cheater. Didn't hack on it at all, just wanted to enjoy the game for a bit, and 2 days later was banned again. Bought the game again. But before doing that, I deleted Overwatch and the launcher completely. Enjoyed it again without cheating, only for 1 day. And they claim that they tried altering the hard drive, the IDs, the MAC address, the BIOS state, and the buying VPN, and they still kept getting banned. They couldn't get around the ban themselves. They got banned. They are banned. Period. No coming back from it. That's pretty amazing.
And I don't know how they do it, and I'm sure they're not going to tell us how they do it.
It's Taylor Swift. Yes, cheaters don't cheat.
Hey, did
never mind.
There's a chance Taylor Swift might be at BlizzCon.
Really?
Well,
interesting.
It's like a 1 in 1,000 chance, but I had gotten a survey to take to tell Blizzard what bands I thought should be at BlizzCon, and Taylor Swift was listed.
Well, anyway, we'll believe it when we see it. I just have to read one more. It's Kotaku's site that I've got to read. This is just perfect. He sums it up. I don't know. Nathan, yes, he. In case it wasn't already apparent, the moral of the story is pretty simple here. Don't cheat. Don't experiment with cheat tools. Don't cheat in a box or with a fox. Don't even think about cheating. If you have an issue with sleepwalking and have been known to shamble your PC and type the words Overwatch hacks into Google, start wearing oven mitts to bed. Or if it strikes you as uncomfortable, maybe just cut off your hands. If you find yourself cornered by an alligator in Florida bog and think that smoothly tapping out Overwatch hacks on your phone repeatedly might calm it, remember that alligators are generally docile and you probably deserve the mauling you're about to receive. If a bomb's about to detonate and you think the code to disarm it might be Overwatch hacks, you're probably wrong. That's cute.
Pretty funny.
So bravo for that. That site, thank you, bravo, Kotaku, thank you, so concisely stating that.
I'm just so sick of seeing cheating going on in the gaming industry at all. It's bad enough that these sports legends are getting caught doing steroids, and the Olympic athletes are getting caught doing steroids. This is the equivalent in esports to steroid use. It's just cheating, and it's wrong, and frickin' stop it already.
Yes.
Or Blizzard will stop you.
They will, in your tracks. And then you can't uncover your tracks and make new tracks because they'll stop those tracks too.
All right, before we go on to the next Hearthstone thing,
yes,
and at the risk of pissing off people who don't give a rat's ass about Overwatch, I just want to tell everybody about a site that many of you may know about already, but many of you may not. Micmac whispered me in game while we were both playing.
Yes.
And he's like living on this thing. He's like not doing any, I don't think he's going to work or school or saying hi to his wife. He's just playing Overwatch. But anyway, I exaggerate a little bit there. But he's probably not listening to us because he's playing Overwatch, so he won't
exactly
know.
He's not in the chat room.
It's https://watcher.gg. So I just typed in watcher.gg and it came right up. And it's sort of like a WoW armory for Overwatch, and it has my win rate, my score, my kills to death average, time I've played total, the total number of medals I've gotten, gold, silver, and bronze, my best games, what I've gotten in my best games, my best eliminations, my best damage, my best healing, each and every character I've played, and the percentage of win rate that character has. Like, for example, I played Symmetra one time and I was terrible at her and I couldn't figure her out, but my team won, so it's got a big circle with a 100% in it showing that I won 100% of the games I played with Symmetra. It's just really, really cool, and you need to know people's battle tag numbers to get your stuff. So obviously you know yours, and you'll know your friends, so you can look up your friends. And I think, you know, this will be one of those tools that people use when they're assembling teams for pro games.
Yep, and you know what? I'm not in it yet.
No, I don't think you've played one game since you bought it, have you?
No, I stopped playing it when alpha or beta, one of those. I stopped playing it, and
Blizzard don't care. They got your money.
Animal Crossing. I'll play a few games. I will. I gotta go back to Mercy. I love my Mercy.
Oh, anyway. Remarkably, I love playing DPS characters. I've played Widowmaker more than anything else, but I seem to get my medals when I'm playing Mercy. I'm apparently a pretty decent healer, but I hate healing.
You know, so you can also when nobody backwards else... heal?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, so when I'm in a group and it says, no support hero, and all the other douchebags refuse to play a healer, I will play the healer.
You know what else?
What?
I really want to talk about shamans.
Let's talk about shamans.
I love shaman. I love the shaman. I really do. I love the shaman. I loved it at the very beginning. I loved it in the middle. And I'm loving it again. I hope that doesn't mean
it's the end. But you have evolved since then.
I have. I have played many different types of things. I still am not really fond of... I mean, I've learned the ones I don't like. A paladin... paladin players...
I've played more shaman in the past month than I've played in the past 2 years.
Oh, this is shaman. I mean, it's really, shamans are awesome. You know, there are those that I play occasionally. You know, I'll play the hunter, I'll play the priest, I'll play the rogue. Then there are the more common ones of the mage and the warlock and the shaman. And, you know, then there are the ones that are background that I don't play a lot.
But you wanted to talk about shaman.
But I want to talk about the shaman because the shaman cards are awesome in this expansion. So let's evolve this conversation to the shaman cards. One casting cost evolve. We've already heard the flavor text. Transform your minions into random minions that cost one more. This is a theme that happens a lot. I've seen a lot of people using that over and over again.
Have you? I have not seen this played against
me. Yeah, no, I've seen it played against me. It just brought back to, I have to completely go off this shaman tangent. Oh, I'm sorry. What is that card that for every card you play that turn, it casts a spell? You know the card I'm talking about? We were saying how it could really backfire in your face.
Oh, the legend one.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. I don't remember the name of the card. Ringo, help.
It was the, I know it, because I've got it. It's Yogg-Saron, Hope's End.
Yeah, yes.
Cast a random spell for each spell you've cast this game.
Yeah, don't play that card if you're a rogue. Don't use it, because...
Did you play it?
No, it was priceless. I was losing so horribly to this rogue. He had me over a barrel, and I swear he could have... That game, that turn, he could have finished me off. But you know what he did instead? He played that card. Instead, he was going to be an asshole.
No, maybe he just wanted... Maybe he never played it before and he wanted to see what it would do.
He will never play it again.
Some people just want to watch things burn.
Okay, well, what happened? Do you know the rogue card where you attack a... You know, if you've powered up, you attack and do 4 damage, but then you'll do even more damage if you've already cast a card?
It's a rogue card from this expansion?
No, it's not from this expansion. It's just your generic rogue card.
Oh, you mean it's combo?
Yeah. It's one of the combo cards.
The way you worded combo was really odd.
I know. I was trying to figure out how to explain what he did to himself. There are two combo cards that here's one. If you deal 2 damage, it's fine. Eviscerate, that's the one I'm thinking of. But if with a combo you deal 4 damage instead, well, he used Yogg-Saron and Eviscerate come up and he smacked himself in the face for 4 because he'd already cast a card that turn and it hit him. And then he did it to himself again. He hit himself for another 4, so there was 8. He was smacking his his minions down. He was he obliterated his board, and he gave himself like 16-20 damage. And at the end of that, he just conceded then and there. So it was hysterical. I was so bound to lose.
Yep. Well, sometimes that happens. That's why you don't concede all the time.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's it. That was it. So anyway, yes, that was just, I had to mention this, and I know I completely told you I wanted to talk shamans, then completely digressed. So yeah, evolve, transform all your minions into random minions that cost one more, and I saw that played against me a lot.
Well, sometimes the minion that costs one more isn't better, but I think more often than not, it is. So it's probably, at the very least, it must be a fun card to play, but I bet it could be game-changing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't see an instance where it hurt either. So that's evolving.
Okay, so the next one, another one casting cost. Hey, you notice we didn't see a zero casting cost card here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No forbidden shaman card.
No forbidden shamans. There are only like four or five forbidden cards.
Anyway, Primal Fusion. It's a spell. Common. Evolve was rare. This one's common. Give a minion +1/+1 for each of your totems. I guess that's okay.
Yes, in a totem deck.
Yeah, but how many?
I haven't seen it played though.
How many totems are you going to have out at one time? Two or three?
No, I have a deck that's built around, what is that card? The Thing from Below. I have an awesome deck, and it's built around Thing from Below, which we'll talk about later. And because I have Thing from Below that I want to cast, I'm going to throw out as many totems as I can. But the funny thing is, Primal Fusion isn't in that deck.
I do that too. I have a shaman deck that I throw down a lot of totems because of that card as well. But most opponents, I think, want to keep your minion count very, very low because they're afraid of bloodlust. At least, that's the strategy I use.
Oh, hell yeah.
When I'm facing a shaman, I do not want it to keep many minions on the board because that bloodlust will just annihilate you. So I try to pick them off as often as possible. So I almost never have more than three minions on the board unless my opponents run out of ways to thwart them because they just keep knocking them down. So, yeah, +1/+1, you're only giving it to one minion. So, but it's, I guess, good for one casting cost. But I just see that it could be one of those cards that you hold waiting to use and then end up not using it.
Yeah, I think it's a good, it's really weird. I'm like double negative here. I think it's a good card, but I don't use it.
Yeah. It's a common card, and I guess for a common card, it's good. For a new player who doesn't have a big deck collection and they happen to get this one, I could see them wanting to use it. But as I've said before, when there are so many other good cards to choose from, I don't think I would pick this one.
Our chat room begs to differ. I might just pop it in just to see what happens. But as I said, I do tend to have a lot of totems out there. So it would be a good card for that. The next card I don't have is the 2 casting cost Eternal Sentinel. The battle cry is unlock your overloaded mana crystals. It's a 3/2 card. I would use this.
If I had it.
Yeah, I absolutely would. It's a decent card. We have the from the other expansion, we had a card that I think it dealt either 1 or 2 damage and unlocked all your mana crystals, and that was really nice. For 3/2 for 2, and it unlocks your mana crystals, that's awesome. Because there's so many cards here, like the next one I'm going to go over, where you lock up mana crystals a lot. So go for the next one. We've both given this one a thumbs up.
Yeah, well, also, if you have a bunch of mana crystals locked up, killing 2 to cast this guy, who is a minion himself, to unlock all the rest.
Yep.
It's definitely worth it.
Definitely worth doing.
So the next one is Stormcrack. I actually have it in gold. Deal 4 damage to a minion, overload 1. So doing 4 damage for 3 mana, but more importantly, only 2 now and 1 later. It's very hard to get 4 damage that quick. So early in the game, let's say you're playing against a druid who's pulled out a bunch of mana spells and gotten a decent sized minion out there, and then on turn 2 you could take it out. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's not one of the best cards in the deck, but I could see its uses.
Another good card that I don't use. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's, again, another good card that I don't use.
If I could figure out what to remove from my Shaman deck, maybe I'll stick that in it and see how it goes. But the next card, I do keep it
awesome.
In my Shaman deck. That is a great card. Go ahead,
I have 2 of those in my deck. And that, coupled with your Eternal Sentinel, had you had it, would be really, really nice. Imagine having 10 mana to Flame Wreathed Faceless and an Eternal Sentinel. Boom, no mana overload. Anyway, awesome card. For 4 mana, you get a 7/7 creature. And it's an overload of 2. So I'm sorry, on turn 4, I'm casting that sucker. Because on turn 4, I'm going to have a 7/7 creature. I don't care that my mana is locked up by 2, because the next turn I'm still going to be able to cast a totem at very least, and that's going to go towards my other card, the guy from below. So yeah, this card, common, mega awesome. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good card. My turn. Yeah, I mean, I have nothing to add to that. It's just a good card. I like it. Master of Evolution, 4 casting cost, 4/5 minion, rare, battle cry. Transform a friendly minion into a random one that costs 1 more. Seems kind of like a single-use evolve. What do you think?
I'm thinking. Yeah, and you get to choose the minion. So if something happens, that they throw a hex on you, or somebody sheeps one of your creatures, you can use that to fix it, maybe? Not a bad card. It's a 4/5 on its own. And it can fix things, and it can change the board. So,
looks fun.
I don't have it. No, I do have it. I have that one. I don't have the next one.
Looks fun.
I do have it. Actually, I love all the purples they use in these cards.
Yeah.
You know, the artwork is astounding in this. I mean, I don't particularly like the subject matter of all these tentacles and things.
All the squid faces.
Yeah, but the colors and the artwork is just absolutely gorgeous. So, yes, Master of Evolution is a good card.
Your turn.
Next is a legendary that I do not have. Halaziel the Ascended. Whenever your spells deal damage, restore that much health to your hero. He's a 5 casting cost, 4/6 minion. I think he's pretty awesome, especially in a Shaman deck. Because imagine a lightning storm going across, one of the ones that does 2-3 damage or 3-4 damage, or if you've got that spell, the spell increased totem out even more. For every creature that's damaged, you're not only killing them, but you're restoring your health.
Pretty nice.
Yes.
And it's a low cast legend. It's one of the lower casting cost legends. Most of the legends are pretty costly.
Yep. Next.
So next, not once has my Malkarok called one of these out, and I wish it would. I don't know if it's in the mix, if they added it to the algorithm or not, but this is a weapon, and I like this weapon, but I'd like to use it on my warrior. Five casting costs.
Do you know why I was doing that?
Hammer time. Because...
Because it's
the flavor text.
Yeah.
You're just ruining. You're killing me. Using up all my flavor text.
Stop. It's hammer time. Nope. It's twilight hammer time. Go ahead.
So, if I may finish.
Yes, please.
Hammer of Twilight. It's an epic. 5 casting cost. 4/2. Death rattle. Summon a 4/2 elemental. So, it's a 4 damaging... I'm sorry, it's a weapon that can damage for 4 twice, which in itself is not all that great, but it summons a 4/2 elemental as well. And a 4/2 elemental by itself is not all that great, having only 2 health. But the combination is pretty sweet.
Yeah,
It's like when it's almost like having a third charge for the weapon. No, my weapon is now gone, but look, I get an elemental in its place. That's just like the weapon. It seems fun.
It seems fun, but there are other cards I would use. I'm not in my shaman deck. I don't tend to really throw a lot of hammers in.
Use Doomhammer?
I do use Doomhammer because, really, you could use it 8 times, and it's got Whirlwind on it. I mean, it's awesome, but I tend to use spells and creatures so much more than I use hammers as a shaman.
Well, the weapons have their advantages.
Next card's one of my favorites. For a shaman. Oh, yes. Of course, it's not going to be for anything else. It's a shaman card. Thing from Below. 6 casting cost. Kind of, maybe. I've never used it for 6. 5/5 creature. Taunt. So you've got a 5/5 with taunt. Costs 1 less for each totem you've summoned this game. Oh, yeah. Don't ever not put this in your deck. You've got so many cards that call other cards out. There's that card that... let me think of the one I'm thinking of. It allows you to... Tuskar Totemic is the one I'm thinking of. The battle cry is to summon any random totem. So you get the Totemic out as a regular minion, and then you get a totem to go with it. So you've got 2 cards out, and one of them counts towards dropping the thing from below. So I think it's an awesome card.
Me too. I have 2 of them in my shaman deck.
Yep, definitely. Definitely I do this card.
Love it.
Yep. So,
before we go on to the next one.
A lot of nice shaman cards. That's all I've got to say.
They are.
Yes.
So, we have a commercial interruption. This Friday or Thursday
night. This Friday!
Night,
yes!
The Warcraft movie.
Yes. Coming out. Theaters near you. Go see it.
And if you're one of those players who has not played WoW in a while because you're playing, I don't know, maybe you're playing in an alpha or you're playing Hearthstone or you're playing Overwatch, get into the game now so you can get your replica.
Oh, so right.
Get your replica items inside the game. The Alliance has this awesome shield and sword used by, I think they're used by Lothar. And the Horde side gets a battle axe. I think it's just a one-handed axe. And the staff of Gul'dan with all the skulls and stuff hanging off. Somebody pointed out that it would look good with the troll. Troll caster. But
the shield is gorgeous. The Alliance shield is gorgeous. I don't have a character that can use it, sadly enough. But
they're simply transmog. Nothing else. They have no stats on them whatsoever. But do it, because I think once the movie hits, or maybe a week or two after it, you're
limited
gonna
time
lose
only.
This. And when the new expansion comes out, your transmog stuff will be account bound. So if you get this, you'll be able to use it across your account. Of course, that's faction biased, taking into account. I mean, your Horde won't be able to use that Alliance shield, but all of your other Alliance characters on all servers will. So, just a reminder, if you haven't done it yet, go get your free loot.
Just log in.
And then back to the one
our regularly scheduled program, yes. Well, the Forbidden shows up here. There are only four Forbidden in this expansion. You want to start this one?
No, you started talking about it. You finished.
Okay, Forbidden Fruit. No, Forbidden Ritual. 0 casting cost. Squid. Or it's an octopus. It's an octopus. Okay, I'll stop. I'll behave. Forbidden Ritual. It is rare. It's 0 casting cost. Spend all your mana to summon that many 1/1 tentacles. I haven't seen this used at all.
Yeah, I don't
know. Not once. I mean, you don't have Bloodlust to use with it. There's nothing to pump your little tentacles and make their biceps flex. You know, that's it. They're just
Well, for a zoo
tentacles.
Deck where you're counting on lots and lots of small minions, that could be amongst them. But you know, you got to be lucky, because a whirlwind or a blizzard will just take them all out, you know.
But Phantom Knives, gone.
I mean, the other day I had a, I called out Anixia, and I just filled the board with these little drakes. And, you know, the druid hit me with a swipe, four to my dragon, and then all the little whelps just gone before they ever got a chance to attack. So it's just so easy to take out 1/1s, but it doesn't cost anything. It's like a Hail Mary card. I got a bunch of mana, but nothing to do with it. Here, let me throw these out.
I guess.
But let's put things into perspective and think of specific strategies. What if you have a knife juggler out there?
Yes. Yes.
Ping, 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 ping.
Yeah. That would work. No, is
in certain combos, knife juggler something we could do? It could be very useful. What was that?
I said, is this the knife juggler? I keep getting mixed up as to which cards are wild and which aren't.
Knife juggler is wild. Not wild. Knife juggler is
not wild.
Is not wild. Knife juggler is a neutral card that can be used now. I still use it, even after the nerf. Remember, they nerfed it.
Yes. Not much, though. You're right. It didn't really hurt it much. So let's move on to the next one. But yeah, for something like that, definitely that would work with that. Yeah. Possessed Villager. I've seen this come out a lot.
Oh, you're going to do two in a row now?
Yeah. And then you can do the next two.
Go ahead.
One casting costs 1/1 creature for your fast and furious little Zoodex. Death Rattle, summon a 1/1 Shadow Beast. So yes, you hit this guy for one, but you still have to deal with a 1/1 creature. It's cute. It's little. It's fast. Sure, put it in your deck.
I've actually seen this guy used a lot.
Have you?
Yeah. My opponents use it all the time. Because it's like, all right, I've just cast a minion. You can't really get rid of it. Because if you get rid of it, something else comes out in its place. So, somebody must like it. I'm not sure I do. We'll move on. Darkshire Librarian. 2 casting costs, 3/2 minion. I love cards that have both Battle Cry and Death Rattle. This has got Battle Cry, discard a random card. Death Rattle, draw a card. Alright, so I had to get rid of a card, but now I get one back. That can have its uses in a Warlock deck. I think it's a good card. For low mana minion. 3/2, not too shabby.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I mean, there's so many Warlock cards, usually they're demons, that when you cast them, you're discarding a random card.
Yep.
And
there are other mechanics that you get benefits if a card is discarded.
So, I mean, what's really nice is sometimes you've got a card in your hand that you're looking at and going, why is it even my deck at this moment? It is just not going to help me. I wish I could get rid of it. Just not doing me any good. And you could get rid of it with this card.
Yeah, but it's a random card. So
it is random. Yep. So, yeah. I usually wind up holding these cards towards the end anyway, because you don't want to, you know, get rid of your good stuff at the beginning. But no, it's a typical Warlock card. It's pretty decent. I like it. 3/2 for 2.
Now, remember how we said there's a lot of cards in this expansion that just throw the rules to the wind and do really chaotic, crazy stuff? This is one of them. Renounce Darkness. 2 casting cost, epic. Replace your hero power and Warlock cards with another classes, and the cards cost 1 less. So it's like, suddenly, I'm not a Warlock anymore. Now I'm a priest. And my cards cost less.
I love it. It is awesome. It is not something you probably want to put in a ranked deck. This is just a pure fun card.
Absolutely. Fun card.
Two thumbs up. I do. I have one. And fun factor, 2 thumbs up. This is just silly awesomeness. Okay, my turn. Casting cost, Darkshire Councilman. After you summon a minion, get +1 attack. It's a 1/5 for 3. I guess I'm not really playing Warlock a lot. I don't have this in my Warlock deck. I've seen it used a lot. I
don't
seen this
think
one
I've
come
seen
out a lot.
Warlock since this expansion started that did not have this in their deck.
Yeah, as I said, I don't know that I've really played a lot of Warlock. Just checking really quick. I have a Zulok deck that's, it's like the original. It's nothing's changed. It's, there's not a new card in it. I don't have a new Warlock deck. I have to fix that. Yep. I have to fix that.
Well, remember, you could go to the recipes and make one in a second's notice.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I want to... This funny thing is, if you've got a quest to win this many games as a Warlock and that card comes out and you're no longer a Warlock, will it screw up your quest?
What?
I have a quest to win 2 games as a Warlock or Priest.
Yeah.
Now, say I'm playing my Warlock and I cast this card and I'm now a Hunter.
You're not really a Hunter.
I don't know. I'm really a Hunter.
Once
I'm
a Warlock,
see what
always
happens.
A Warlock. No.
That would be kind of funny.
No, it would not be
funny.
Okay,
but
that
would
be horrible.
Back to the Darkshire Councilman. I have seen it come up a lot. I haven't played it because obviously I haven't played my Warlock a lot since I don't have a Warlock deck from this expansion. Decent card, and yeah, I've seen it come up a lot. You want to go for the next one?
Sure. Spreading Madness. It's a 3 casting cost rare. Deal 9 damage, randomly split among all characters.
Hell no!
You know what that means? That means,
I take won't be in your deck.
9 damage, it kills all of my minions, and enables
and
my
face.
Opponent to want me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know, and I've been having bad luck with these random damage things. I've been facing a lot of warriors lately, and warriors have an awful lot of cards out there that damaging their minions helps.
Makes everything better.
Gain a card, gain armor, gain attack power. It's like you can't
gain
throw
wind fury.
Out a random 1 point of damage without helping a warrior these days. Well, actually, it's been that way for a while, because most of the cards I just named are from the original set. But I'm hesitant to throw out random damage these days. So I wouldn't use it, but there are probably people who think it's a great card.
I don't know. Anybody who thinks it's a great card, send us a quick email. Not right now, obviously, but yeah, send us an email. Tell us why it's good, because I see too much pain.
Yeah, I mean, as it is, I have to remove Yogg-Saron from my decks. I still haven't done that. And it's like, oh, there he is. I didn't take him out yet. Oh, let's just play him. Kaboom, I'm dead.
Yep,
so...
that seems to be the... I haven't seen anybody really play that card and not get mutilated by it.
Well, it has helped me win maybe 2 games. And it has contributed to my loss maybe 7 times. So, I don't like those odds.
No, not good odds. Next card is 5 casting costs. Jumps right from 3 to 5. Usher of Souls. 5/6 minion, and whenever a minion dies, give your C'Thun +1/+1 wherever it is. So we see our first Warlock C'Thun card.
Did you say whenever a minion dies? It's whenever a friendly minion dies. Did you say
whenever
friendly?
I think I said friendly.
I guess I just
but
didn't
here's
hear
the
you.
Thing. Yeah, there's only one C'Thun card that's specifically Warlock. But, yeah, it's on its own, right? It's a 5/6 creature. It does pump your C'Thun, so I would say it's a decent card to have in your deck, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give it a yes.
Because you're going to have minions dying left and right, so sure, why not? And 5/6, not too shabby for 5.
Yep, exactly.
In fact, a lot of these, I think we discussed this before, most of these C'Thun cards are good on their own, even if they don't give a benefit to C'Thun. Not that
correct.
I would use them in a non-C'Thun deck, but anyway, she's certainly a good card for a common.
Yep.
I wonder if they made the C'Thun cards, a lot of them common on purpose, just so that people would get them to buff that free C'Thun legend. Probably. Let's move on to the next one. Our old friend Cho'Gall. We've seen him many times in many games. We've seen him in Warcraft. We've seen him in Heroes of the Storm. And now we see him in Hearthstone.
Yep. I think he had to come out because he's in I mean, Heroes of the Storm and not in Hearthstone. I mean,
this everything about him speaks old gods anyway. So, Cho'Gall is a 7 casting cost minion. That's 7/7, like so many legends. Battlecry. The next spell you cast this turn costs health instead of mana. Well, remember how we got that really bad review on iTunes because one or both of us said, I'm not too crazy about Warlock because it hurts me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we felt that way about Warlock, how do we feel about Cho'Gall doing this?
Well, it depends on what you're going to cast. If you're going to cast Doom, you're going to lose 10 life to destroy all minions.
Yeah, if you're really high in mana and your opponent isn't, then I could see it having some benefit. But, man, I mean, it's only the next cost. So, you know, maybe it's a 3 casting cost spell that you want to cast. And you've already used up all your mana to call
him
out.
Right, you don't have to use it for a big, big hit.
And to lose 3 mana is not... 3 health is not that big a deal.
And it's not limited to Warlock cards. You can use neutral cards, so...
Yeah, so it's probably a very good card, but it scares me. Cho'Gall has always scared me, you know. So, here's the thing, though. I haven't seen him used yet. I've seen quite a number of Warlocks.
Do you have him?
No, I don't have him.
I don't either.
I haven't seen anybody play him against me. There's so many expansions where we've come across these legends, and we just don't know if they're good or not, and then nobody plays them.
Hmm.
So we never really find out. Or maybe that's the answer. Nobody's playing them because they stink.
Because they're not good. It's a possibility.
That would be a pity, because Cho'Gall is such an iconic character.
He is.
That I'd like to see him played. I would like my opponent to play him just so I could see him, you know, see what he could do. And since I don't have him, and I'm not going to craft him, it won't be me playing him.
We'll see what happens. Let's keep an eye out and see if he shows up anywhere. Anyway, the last card that we're going to talk about.
That's something people could write us about. If you play or have been played, have had Cho'Gall played against you, write us and tell us your experience.
Yep. So Warlock players, basically this is a call out to our Warlock players or people who've had Warlocks play against them. Spreading Madness and Cho'Gall. Or Cho'Gall Spreading Madness. Because he does. He is kind of crazy.
He does that.
Not right in the heads. Yep.
He's not right in the head.
Heads. In the heads. It's got
in
you.
The heads.
It's got you.
Well,
last
one
card.
Of them's a little less right than the other.
Because it's left. Anyway, 10 casting costs. Doom! Destroy all minions and draw a card for each. Well, when you're low on cards, sometimes you've got somebody who's facing you and they have a board full of minions and you've got one little minion out there. Hell yeah, I'd throw this card out there. I don't see any... I mean, it's going to sit in your hand for a while because it's 10 casting cost. This could save your butt.
Oh, absolutely. This
is an awesome epic.
I don't have it. No downside to this card.
Nope.
Use
worst
your minions.
Worst comes to worst, it stays in your hand. You know?
Yeah.
I mean...
Until they wipe out your minions. And then
exactly.
Boom,
and then slam right them back in the face. Yep.
Yeah.
Good
and
card.
That's a really good... I think that's Yogg-Saron in the picture. But in any
Do
event,
you have it?
Doom? Yeah, I have one.
Nice. Yeah, because I only see the kind of purplish ghosty one because I don't have it. But that's an awesome card.
Yeah, it's got a picture of a little warrior dude facing up against him. But, you know, for an expansion that has got such an ugly theme, the artwork has really been phenomenal. Better than some of the others. I mean, like, Tournament of Champions was one of my favorite expansions. The artwork was not near as good overall as this one.
I am in agreement. So this is what I'm doing tonight. I have 2 quests that involve winning games with Warlocks. I am going to make a Warlock deck. And I am absolutely, positively going to throw that card in it.
Doom? You have it?
No. You renounce don't. Darkness.
Okay. I thought you didn't have it.
I'm going to go and I'm going to make one of those pre-made decks. And I'm going to take, if I'm missing something, renounce darkness is going in. And that's all there is to it. If I'm not missing something, I'm going to figure out what to take out because I'm going to use this card. And I will let you guys know next week how I renounced things.
Well, you can make do.
I'm going
for
to
just
renounce
400
the
dust.
Darkness. No.
I know, I know. You save Scenario. All your dust for legendaries.
I do.
Scenarios.
I don't care. 1210. I'm at 1210. I'm close to being able to craft him.
Okay.
So, on that note, I will try to remember to play the brawl this week. I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you Ugly Brute if you miss one more week.
I was thinking that. I actually was thinking that. I'm like, I'm going to be taking, you know, it's going to be called Ugly Brute soon. But no, it's not because I don't like them. I mean, granted, 2 weeks ago I didn't like it, so I purposely didn't play it. But I guess I was so into that brawl where we just had so much fun that I haven't gotten back into playing it since. I don't know. I can't. There's no excuse. I'm ashamed. It's been Animal Crossing. Okay.
All right. Let's on that note, move on to move
moving
off.
On and off. That being said, do you have anything else to say?
I don't. I already said enough.
Okay. So, thank you all for listening. Thank you
I have
who
words.
Are...
I've words. Used words. I have good words, because I have a brain, and I use good words.
And you goodly use them?
I've got good words. I've got big words and good words, but I've used them. So, go on.
You can find us at awohearthstone.com or at hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at aworthyopponent. You can listen to our craziness on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. And join us in our chat room. Poor Ringo's getting lonely. We're getting lonely in there too. So, you know, come into the chat room and chat with us. Anyway, also can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. Please do so. I've got a couple decks I've got to make to play with. But we still want to hear from you. We want to hear your good games, your bad games, your silly mistakes, or your triumphs. We also want to hear, you know, what you think of some of the cards we've talked about, whether you are with us or against us and how they're used or how they're liked. Listen to us on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. Stitcher Satellite Radio, you can download us there too. Find us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollowsweet Media, the theme music provided by the awesome, awesome City Limits. And again, thank you, Micmac, for the Twitch feed of the game that you are sending, even though you're an Overwatch addict at this time. Thank you all for listening. Once again, I am Black Lace. With me is Autumn's Bane. We really appreciate your tuning in. Have a great week and happy hearthing.
Doom.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.